How are you this morning?
Doing fine. Beautiful morning.
Really is. And boy, was it spectacular for the food truck festival. Couldn't have been better.
It couldn't have been better, and the crowds couldn't have been better. And it directly relates to the weather. So when you have a beautiful day, you have great crowds. And heard from a lot of people. They had a great time. A lot of good choices on food and been great bands. So how could you beat it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I know already, I'm sure, you and your team are gearing up for the holiday season, right?
Absolutely. We got some new twists this year, but it's going to be nice.
Oh, can you give us a preview?
No, you'll see, Joe.
All right. I know the skating rink is coming back in a different spot this year, right?
That's correct. Yep, the corner at Ryan Parkway, and I'm not sure where Revere ends and McGrath starts, but that empty lot next to the garage, it's a great spot for it.
Right. And hopefully the weather will cooperate for that, too. I don't know. It's been difficult these past winters.
It has, but, you know, it's up for several weeks, so you're bound to get some good days in, you know. It's not a one-off, so sure. That helps a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Mayor, can we talk a little bit about an event held yesterday out at Squantum Point Park at Marina Bay, the announcement of some federal grant money to spruce up the pier?
Yes, as you know, Joe, there's been a lot of talk and a lot of meetings and how can we get a regular, continuous ferry service that people can depend on out of Marina Bay. And one of the challenges is to get a decent-sized boat in there is that the pier is in lack of really meeting the code and meeting the ADA requirements, and it needs work badly. So this is really the first piece. And I'm so grateful to Congressman Lynch because he spoke for the appropriations that then we apply for. It came from the Federal Transit Agency. We combined with the MBTA on the application, and we were successful. And so I'm grateful to everybody involved, on my team, Maureen Gary, and so many others that worked very hard on this the last few years. But this is a major investment. Now, from this, we're looking at some dredging, and then, you know, once that occurs, we'll be in a great place to then begin to land a regular operator year-round with good times. I mean, well, we've had the Winthrop Ferry small. It's been okay, but a lot of people have said to me that just doesn't meet their times, you know, with the times they'd like to travel. So this is a huge step in going in that direction. And the Haley-Driscoll administration have been talking about more robust water transportation in Boston Harbor. When Kim Driscoll was mayor of Salem, she's the one that put the regular ferry in and out of Salem, and it was very successful. So she has a passion for it. MBTA General Manager Philip Bang appointed for the first time somebody at the T just in charge of water transportation, David Perry. So we're going in the right direction. As I said yesterday, we're all rowing in the same direction, no pun intended, but a lot of work by a lot of people, but it was a great day.
Yes. $4.2 million. So does the grant come to the city, to the T? Who does the actual work?
We'll oversee the work, but we couldn't have got it without the T.
Okay.
So we'll work together on that.
And will this fund the entire project, or is it more funding needed?
It should fund the entire pier project, not the dredging.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
And what's the timeline, Mayor? What happens next?
Well, to put the contract together, specs, bid, and then contract. So hopefully we'll have everything awarded by mid to late winter, and there'll be a spring start.
Oh, very good. Okay. Also, speaking of the T, earlier this week, City Council voted to rezone the bus garage on Hancock Street to open space once the T is out of there in a few years. And what does the future hold for that property?
Yeah, so anything we do, and I am in discussions with the T, about the disposition of the property. First of all, changing the zoning protects the site. Anything I'd like to see there, I want it to be kind of an amenity or augment what we're doing already at the stadium in Marymount Park. So, for example, the goal is to make sure that, the T doesn't sell it off to a private developer and they try to put a 5 or 10-story building there because I don't think that's the appropriate place for it. And that is the site, Marymount Park. It's kind of the southern westerly tip of the park, but that Marymount Park is a gem for the city. And I'd hate to see it be spoiled by something with some kind of overdevelopment on that site. So hopefully we'll work this thing through. But that was a clear message to the T that this is the city's desire, really, to keep it for park and recreational use. So more to follow, but it's a good major step, and I appreciate the city council's action on it.
Yeah, it sounds like it'll be a process. I know you've said in the past your hope is that the T would transfer, basically give the property to the city, because it took the commercial property on Bergen Parkway, right?
That's correct. I think there's a moral obligation, at least, because the property on Bergen, and they took a building in North Quincy, right near the North Quincy T station. That comes off the payroll, the tax roll as well. So I think there is a moral obligation. And, you know, from the sounds of it, the leadership team at the T are looking to work with us. So I think we'll be okay.
Very good. Speaking of taking property, Eastern Nazarene College, any update on what's happening with that property?
Now, we've had some communication by the chair of the board and the president of the college, and they're keeping us posted on the closure portion, and you know the state has to approve all their closure and how they do that and take care of the students, and so I think that's been a priority. And then, of course, as I understand it, the state contract welcome center will end at the end of the calendar year, and it's my understanding they are entertaining brokers on the site to see what value it may have going forward. So it's still not perfectly clear what their intention is yet, Joe.
Okay.
My guess is they're going to sell it off,
yep.
But I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. Would the city be interested in buying a portion of that?
Yeah, I'm watching things closely, and I've had conversations with the college president. I talked to some of the city councilors, and you know, I think that there's some great potential down there at that property. For example, the field and the gymnasium could fit nicely in with our needs as a city. The library, perhaps, could be a great asset to the city. Perhaps Quincy College could use, you know, a portion of the campus. And then I've talked a lot about 55 and over. I think there's room to do a nice 55 and over, not overly dense, but something that will fit into that neighborhood and not be overbearing. And that's the message I've been sending them is, you know, you're going to be romanced by these big-time real estate brokers who are going to suggest you can do this and that. And it's really restrictive. It's in a residential area. There's floodplain issues. So there's some real challenges there that affect the value. So if I need to, I certainly am willing to use the eminent domain tool with the city council to make sure that we're getting what we want as a city there and not something that would be detrimental to the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Well, bears watching for sure. It's a big piece of property.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
The old Josiah Quincy property is all part of Quincy family way back when.
Yes, it was. Yeah, waterfront property, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, there were two or three houses there that looked all the way to the beach.
Yep.
Nothing in between. Pretty remarkable.
Finally, Mayor, can we talk a little bit about the appointment of Dr. Kurt Graham as president of the Adams Presidential Center?
Certainly. I know that the board, chaired by Joe Dunford, have been looking for a while and did some interviewing, and they talked to me about Rick Graham and indicated that was going to be their selection, and I met with him. He's been the director of the Truman Library, and he was also an interim director at the George W. Bush Library as well. So the guy has some incredible experience in this world, and that's the piece that we need right now. Help us develop the square footage, the programming, what the elements of the building will have and need, and you know, as far as the fundraising as well, going out there with looking for private foundations and individuals and all. He brings great credibility to the table. He's a known quantity in that world, in that business, and I'm really looking forward working with him, as well as obviously the board, who is it's done great, remarkable work to date. They've raised $9 million. They got the director in place. They've done some consultant work with how the place should look, what should it include, you know, making good strides. So these things don't happen, you know, at the flip of a switch. It takes a little bit of time to get it done. So my guess is as the board works with Kurt and figures out, okay, this is what we should include, in the facility, you know, whether it's display stuff, museum stuff, educational space, et cetera, et cetera, then they can move with an architect and start to design it. So it's exciting, and I'm looking forward to working with Kurt.
Yeah, he'll be part of a panel of lecturers on President John Adams coming up at Quincy High School on October 30th, actually.
Yeah, some pretty heavy hitters on that panel.
Yeah.
It should be a great discussion. Look forward to that. And that was the idea of General Dunford to do, and I think he'll start to do more of those during the course of the year. We don't need to wait for a building to begin the programming and do some of the work educationally that we want to do. So the building will be important at the right time, but it's not going to slow down the intent and the programming that the board has been talking about. So exciting stuff.
Very good. Always a pleasure, Mayor. Thanks for your time this morning.
Enjoy the day.
You too. Bye-bye.